910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal jury in New York finding Senator Bob Menendez guilty on all counts in his corruption trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky has details.
He faced 16 counts in connection with what prosecutors called corruption on a massive scale. The powerful United States senator is now a convicted criminal. The jury took about 13 hours to deliberate the fate of the senator over the last 3 days. And they found him guilty of bribery, extortion, and of being a public official acting as a foreign agent.
Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer now calling for Menendez to resign. The investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Trump ongoing in Pennsylvania, where the gunman Thomas Crooks lived. So far, authorities say they don't have a clear motive. Tonight, it's day two of the convention at the RNC. They'll focus on making America safe again. Former GOP candidate Nikki Haley has been added to the list of speakers. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Quick Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The latest poll has Donald Trump ahead of Joe Biden in Wisconsin. It finds 43% of registered voters back Trump, while 38% support Biden. In March, Biden was up by 1 point. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says he's enthusiastic about J.D. Vance as Trump's running mate for a number of reasons.
He's a Midwesterner. He has a compelling life story. And frankly, I want to be the first one to sell tickets to the debate between J.D. Vance and the vice president.
Vance addresses the convention in prime time tomorrow night. Stay with Civic Media for coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A nonprofit organization is hoping to make the Lester Park Golf Course in the city of Duluth more accessible. According to a Northern News Now report, the golf course permanently closed in 2023 due to financial struggles and is now boarded up and overgrown. The nonprofit Barrier Free Golf is hoping to revitalize the property and make the entire course more adaptive and accessible for people with disabilities at no cost to residents or the city. Funding for the renovation would be provided by grants if approved. The Duluth Area Pickleball Association's Summer Slam Tournament was held in the city over the weekend. According to a Fox 21 report, the tournament at Wheeler Athletic Complex featured 145 pickleball players from a variety of states and even some from Canada. Pickleball's popularity has continued to grow throughout the Midwest, and organizers of the Summer Slam say they're planning another tournament for the fall. Money raised from this weekend's tournament will go towards court maintenance costs. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks looking for a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks looking for their first win tonight in Summer League action in Las Vegas. So far, they've lost to the Bulls and then the Cavaliers on Sunday. Tonight, they face the LA Clippers. The Bucks' 6'11" rookie, Tyler Smith.
I don't just set screens, roll, and shoot the ball. I mean, if that's what you need me to do to pay me for it, I can make a lot of shots. But I mean, I can also take people off the dribble, beat bigs on the floor, and also play stretch five.
Baseball, the All-Star game is tonight. Be on the lookout for Christian Yelich and William Contreras to start and play in the first few innings. Golf, the state amateur golf championship underway at the Legend at Merrill Hills. Ty Kretz atop the leaderboard at 5 under. Tony Romo flew into Waukesha after competing over the weekend in Lake Tahoe with Aaron Rodgers and AJ Hawk. Romo says he's grateful to be invited back to the Wisconsin State Tournament.
You know, the people here are so generous and nice and allowing me to play in this tournament, so I feel like you want to allow people to who help you out, you want to help them out too.
That's Tony Romo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny and becoming quite comfortable today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. There's only a small chance of a few spotty showers or storms this afternoon, and after that, we stay dry the rest of the week and sun splashed. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, longtime Democratic strategist Joe Trippi gives us his perspective on whether the messages at the Republican convention are landing.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Tuesday, the 16th of July, 2024, along with Trygve Olsen, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project. We are here live on location in a wonderful city, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from Wisconsin Media Row at the 2024 Republican National Convention. We are here in Panther Arena, home of the University of Wisconsin Milwaukee men's and women's basketball teams, also home of the Milwaukee Admirals, the great hockey team here in town. And we're right across the street from Fiserv Forum, the home of the world champion Milwaukee Bucks, or at least a couple years back, Trygve. Giannis, of course, played for Greece. Right now, I'm going to go to the Olympics for Greece. But anyway, across from the Fiserv is the main place where the speeches are being given. We have NBC, CBS, CNN, things like that. And then across the street here at Panther, we have the Wisconsin Media Row. Thanks much to Matt DeFore at Wisconsin Watch for putting this all together. And we have other national news media here, as well as international news media, Trygve. Yesterday we had my former boss, one of them, Scott Klug, former congressman, did some television for Lithuania, where you have ties over there. And so this really is a world event. Even if you're not an American, the eyes of the world are here on American democracy. Oops, 1 second. There you go.
Sorry. Now I'm back. I went and had a few drinks with some of the people from the sister parties of the RNC last night.
Really? Back, yeah. All right. Very good.
Yep. Some of the, I think that's another thing people don't really get about the convention is you get a lot of people who are coming in from other places. You get a lot of media from other places. In fact, I'm keeping my eyes peeled because there's some German reporter who wants to come and talk to me, Todd. Right. But I'm going to steer him to you, I think.
Well, appreciate that.
I'm going to have him, have you fill him in on what's
all right.
Shaking.
Let's go ahead and let's finish up on this. We were talking earlier about J.D. Vance being the selection, the pick of Donald Trump for vice president. I know we have a couple of people hanging on the line. I believe we'll take them in order, Mr. Zommers. With Gary in Sussex, was he the first one calling in, Mr. Zommers? Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, very good. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Gary in Sussex. Gary, thanks for hanging on. What say you?
Hey, hanging on to this radio station is worse than driving through the city right now.
<That's
a joke. laughs>
Wow.
Jeez, I've been on for 32 minutes. Jeez.
I probably had Dan Schaefer. I had Dan Schaefer. I wanted to get him in. I apologize, Gary, but thanks for hanging on.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to apologize. Hey, I like J.D. Vance. He's young. by the time he ends up finishing his term as president of the United States, he'll still be younger than Biden is right now. So I like it. And
Trump, another for thing that is matter.
Why I think that he got picked is because you ever see the TV shows Austin Powers and Little Mini-Me?
Of that course, guy movies.
Just like him? Yeah. Okay. All right. Yes. So that's exactly what Trump wanted. He wanted a mini-me. Okay. And the thing is, we're voting for Trump. Don't you think that I want somebody to be, I want my vice president just like Trump. And the thing is, what's happened to me is, and it's happened to you and everybody in the entire world, is this iconic picture of him standing there defiant with the fist surrounded by a Secret Service, blue sky and the flag behind him. It's like the guys at Hiroshima, you know? I mean, he's fight.
I know that you're not trying to compare Donald Trump to the men who died at Iwo Jima, are you?
No, I'm not.
I knew that.
Zero. But
I want to make clear of that.
Oh, no. When I saw the picture, the first thing that I thought about is, well, yeah, that reminds you of the picture with the guys. No, I'm not comparing Trump with that. Those guys were heroes over there. Donald Trump has to prove himself a little bit more to me. But
I will give you this trick.
Go ahead.
All right. I was going to say, I will give you this, Gary. And again, make it clear that I absolutely denounce political violence of any kind. I am glad that the former president was not more gravely injured. My heart goes out to the family of the one gentleman who was killed in that attack and others who were injured. So I'll make clear that this is not something that I wanted, and nor do I condone or make fun of that particular incident. I will say, to your point that you brought up, and Trigvi, you can weigh in on this. What Gary's mentioning, from a strictly a political standpoint, I mean, that shot with the blood running down his face with the American flag in the background, I mean, that is political campaign money right there in the bank. Agree or disagree? That image.
Well, I mean, it was a strong image, I think. I don't know how much it really ultimately is going to change the dynamics of the election. Like, I think so many pieces of it are kind of set, right? But I do think, the Trump campaign, and you're seeing this with him coming in last night, right? Like, they're going to use that as much as they can.
Let me ask you this. Gary,
it maybe energizes the base.
Gary, are you still on the phone?
I don't think it impact swing voters.
No, Gary.
Gary's not. All right, Gary. All right. So
we made Gary wait for two
I know.
Weeks
poor Gary. We appreciate him hanging on.
Thank you, Gary, for waiting.
Thank you, Gary. Let me ask you this, because we, and a reminder, every evening this week, we'll have our primetime wrap-up show. News director Terry Bell and myself anchoring that. Are you joining? Are you joining tonight?
Of course.
Fantastic. Trivia.
I'm not Deion Sanders, but I am primetime.
You're a primetime.
I'm civic primetime.
You're a civic primetime. Like you'll be with us tonight in our primetime special between 7 and 8 o'clock. And, of course, you can follow all of our RNC coverage on civicmedia.us. But last night, we have Matt Rothschild on, former executive director of Democracy
Now.
Thank you.
Great podcast, by the way. Yeah. I was on his podcast.
And Matt Rothschild is a Democrat. I asked him, I said, look, the one thing that I think this attack on Trump did was, if there was any question about motivation, about energizing, people here, Trigvi, in my opinion, are energized.
Oh, sure.
And the question is, are the Democrats going to be able to match that energy and bring themselves together?
I do not believe that they will have the same levels of energy, and that certainly isn't important from a turnout standpoint. I just don't know what's going to happen with turnout. Yeah. I mean, I obviously follow it closely, and I have access to a fair amount of quantitative data about it. I think, you know, it's the foundational question when people are looking at polling, right? Like, when I look at a public poll, the first thing that I'm trying to figure out is, what model of the electorate did they use? Is it more like 2020? Is it more like 2016, when turnout and the undervote was higher? It appears that it's more like 2016. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you have a ton of polls that have come out in the swing states. Every single one of them shows Donald Trump up by 3 to 5 points, and every single one of them shows Democratic candidates running for state senate up anywhere, or U.S. Senate anywhere from 5 to 9.
Yeah, let's go to let's go back quickly to Gary. He called or back, no, and we'll go to I believe it's Mark.
But we do have another caller.
All right, Mark. Yeah, Mark. Is that
yes.
right? Okay, yeah. Very good. Yeah, Mark from Purdesack. Mark, thanks for holding on. We appreciate the long wait. What say you, sir?
Not a problem. And to Trump's reaction, man, I do right after the shooting there. I can't. The man should have ducked down. He was putting more lives at risk by, you know, flapping his, you know, raising his arm up in the air and not ducking his head down. Because if there would have been another shooter, or if the shooter still would have been active, that's an ideal shot for him, for that shooter to take. So the irresponsibility there just floors me. And for J.D. Vance to show his contempt for the U.S. Constitution, and Brian Schimming, and for the whole bunch of them, to not respect the Constitution, say, I wouldn't have certified the election. I'm big on this network for saying 14-2 of the U.S. Constitution. It's we, the electors, that select the electors for the U.S. president, as well as select the voters for the other offices of the United States. For them to just contemptuously throw a toss away the Constitution is just mind-numbing to me, because J.D. Vance, apparently he served in the military. He took an oath to uphold the Constitution when he did that as well. The primary thing that they're supposed to uphold, it's not the president. It is the Constitution of the United States. The president of the United States is our servant. We are not his. I mean, it's interesting. This popped into my head right now. And J.D., Frank Baum, when he wrote the Oz series, he had a situation there where Dorothy, one of the kingdoms that she went to on one of her little adventures, is the highest person in that kingdom was the first citizen, was the private citizen. Mm-hmm. And we, the citizens, are the PR, the ones who are ultimately responsible for, you know, that our government is supposed to serve. Donald Trump is our servant. We are not his. All our elected officials are our servants. Not we are not theirs. I mean, Scott Walker continuing to try to find relevancy at that convention. I can remember Scott Walker, to get his Act 10 going through, he actually busted the budget so he could pass Act 10 and say, we've got a budget crisis here so we can get this emergency legislation through, if I remember correctly. Yeah. That's 13 years ago now.
And, Mark, I think it's interesting, and Trevi can comment on it as well, Scott Walker not being asked to speak at the convention. That has to burn him a little bit, I would think.
Yeah. He was pandering to try and get it in a big way.
Yeah, absolutely. I always appreciate the call, Mark. I know Tom from L.A., listening on WAUK, also texted in. I think this is an important point, and we've talked about it on this show. I know Jay McNair has spent time on it. Earl Ingram has spent time on it. Tom from L.A. says, nothing matters except Project 2025, dictatorship versus democracy. And I think, Trigvi, in this week, where at least the first day, what happened over the weekend kind of overshadowed and tempered everything else, I do think it's important to kind of get back to the basics here and remind people that this convention, this Republican convention, is unique. It is unprecedented, and I don't use those adjectives lightly. Never had a 34-time convicted felon as a nominee for President of the United States. Never had, to my knowledge, a nominee, and he is the nominee now. They officially nominated him last night. His people, the Heritage Foundation, Trump's put together this Project 2025, and you can't deny that this is a threat to democracy.
Yeah, I mean, I think the conversation about Project 2025, and certainly, you know, Trump's connections to it, what JD has said to advance it, that is going to become a central focus from now till Election Day.
Yeah.
And that starts now.
Come back, we'll get you that cut of J.D. Vance saying that he would not have certified the January 6th results like Mike Pence did. After this, we're live from Wisconsin Media Row. It is the Town Hall Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Uline,
They know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now coming upon 20 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. We are live at Wisconsin Media Row at the 2024 Republican National Convention. Always glad to have you along here. I want to get a couple of these cuts, Mr. Zomers, if we could, from J.D. Vance himself. I think it's always important to go back to the original source, let you hear it in the original vernacular here. I want to take the one in which J.D. Vance was on this week with George Stephanopoulos, saying that he would not have certified the results of the 2020 presidential election. Here is J.D. Vance on this week with George Stephanopoulos.
Mr. Donald Trump.
So you're not troubled by the sexual assault and defamation. Let me ask you about January 6th. You've been mentioned as a possible vice president for Donald Trump. Had you been vice president on January 6th, would you have certified the election results?
Oh, George, this is such a ridiculous question, in part because the law has changed here. We, of course, had a major legal change.
Well, I didn't ask you about going forward. I asked you what you would have done. I asked you what you would have
George,
done.
George, here's what I think happened in 2020, and I know you guys are obsessed with talking about this. I have to make a point here. You constantly say to people like me, why do you talk about January the 6th? Why do you talk about the election of 2020? And then you ask about us multiple times during a six-minute interview. But look, you asked the question, and I'll answer it. Do I think there were problems in 2020? Yes, I do. Do I think it was a problem that big technology companies working with the intelligence services censored the presidential campaign of Donald Trump? Yes. Do I think it's a problem that Pennsylvania changed its balloting rules in the middle of the election season in a way that even some courts in Pennsylvania have said was illegal? Yes, I think these were problems, George, and I think there is a political solution to those problems. So litigating which slate of electors was legitimate, I think, is fundamentally the political solution to the problems that existed in 2020. It's a reasonable debate to have, and I find it weird, George, that people like you obsess with what I call what happened in 2020. You're so incurious about what actually happened in 2020, which is why so many people mistrust our elections in this country. We've got to do better, George.
I'm not the least bit incurious. In fact, you laid out a litany there, but you didn't answer the question I asked. Would you have certified the election results had you been vice president?
If I had been vice president, I would have told the states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, and so many others that we needed to have multiple slates of electors, and I think the U.S. Congress should have fought over it from there. That is the legitimate way to deal with an election that a lot of folks, including me, think had a lot of problems in 2020. I think that's what we should have done.
So it's very clear you would have done what Donald Trump asked you to do there, not what President Mike Pence did. You said that that's about...
There you go. Trivia, that's about as clear as you could possibly get it. And kudos to George Stephanopoulos. That is how you do an interview. J.D. Vance, now the Republican vice presidential nominee, made it clear on ABC right there, you heard it for yourself, that he would have put Donald Trump before the United States Constitution. He would not have done what Mike Pence did and put the Constitution first. He would have put Trump first. And we'd have, right now, we'd be in a second term of Donald Trump, probably going for a third, had J.D. Vance been vice president instead of Mike Pence.
Yeah, I mean, it says a lot. You know, one thing that no one is talking about here at this convention or recently is the events on January 6th. I got thinking about that recently, right?
Like, right.
Very little talk about that. And, you know, I would argue that when you look at American history, that is one of the most significant days that we've had in American history, and yet we've reached a place where there isn't conversation about it. And what You know, one of the things I say a lot is Democrats tend to throw out policies to constituencies while Republicans build narratives. Democrats have got to do a better job of building narratives. And you're seeing a narrative being built at the convention here. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, and I think it's important to call out what
it's
I would call
jaded
a jaded narrative. I mean, the theme tonight, Trigvi, at the convention is going to be "Make America Secure Again," talking right. about security, law enforcement, and yet, to your point, on January 6th, and we talked. You have people like Derek Van Orten, who was just walking through here the other day, a guy like Derek Van Orten, supporting these criminals. Who from January 6th, who went through the court of law, who were found guilty and sentenced. There are people right. from right here in Wisconsin who attacked the United States of America on January 6th, and yet Donald Trump calls them heroes and wants to pardon them.
Yeah.
How the hell is that supporting law enforcement?
Well, it certainly isn't supporting those at the Capitol Police, who,
yeah.
some of whom risked their lives.
Some of whom are here today, by the way, in Milwaukee.
Who are here. Yeah, I don't know, Todd. That's a good question.
Also, I think let's take a look if we have time for this.
Wasn't a good answer, but it was
fine.
A good question.
Do we have time, Mr. Zomers? I apologize a little bit on the fly here. The cut that says J.D. Vance on basically creating an authoritarian state. Do we have time for that one, Mr. Zomers?
I'm making sure I have the right one here.
It says J.D. Vance on. All right, very good. So here, this is J.D. Vance. On another program, basically saying that he's ready to create an authoritarian state. This is right in line with Project 2025. Here is the Republican vice presidential nominee.
I tend to think that we should seize the institutions of the left and turn them against the left, right? We need like a de-bathification program, but like a de-wokeification program in the United States, right? So like, let me give you a couple of examples. So one of the things I've always been very sympathetic to is this idea that we don't have a real constitutional republic anymore. What we have is an administrative state, right? The administrative state controls everything, right? So to the point that like when Donald Trump wins, he can't even sometimes get his people in core positions of authority in the administrative state. It's like, well, do we have a constitutional republic? The founding fathers actually created a very powerful chief executive, a very powerful president. But if he can't even fire the people in his own administration, like, is this really a successful republic? So a lot of conservatives have said we should deconstruct the administrative state. We should basically eliminate the administrative state. And I'm sympathetic to that project. But another option is that we should just seize the administrative state for our own purposes. We should fire all of the people. I mean, I think Trump is going to run again in 2024. I think he'll probably win again in 2024. And he'll win by a margin such that he will be the president of the United States in January of 2025. I think that what Trump should do, like if I was giving him one piece of advice, fire every single mid-level bureaucrat, every civil servant in the administrative state, replace them with our people. And when the courts, because you will get taken to court, and then when the courts stop you, stand before the country like Andrew Jackson did and say the Chief Justice has made his ruling, now let him enforce it. Because this is, I think, a constitutional level crisis.
J.D. Vance from earlier, I mean, that gets as
basically
we say,
telling the Supreme Court you don't want to, you're not going to honor what they've decided. That right. is a constitutional crisis of epic proportions. Like, I mean, it's crazy what he's saying there if you break it down in detail.
I mean, you fought authoritarians around the world, Trigvi.
Yeah, it's classic authoritarian intention signaling.
I mean, J.D. Vance, the Republican nominee for vice president, just sent that cut to replace them, meaning civil servants, to replace civil servants with our people. With our people.
Yes.
So all you know, listeners who say, friends of mine, people say, well, they'll never do that. They'll never do that. You literally heard now the Republican vice presidential nominee say they're going to get rid of the civil service and replace them, quote, with our people. Just like getting rid of Mike Pence and replacing him with a sycophant like J.D. Vance, whose only loyalty, the only litmus test here, is to Donald J. Trump. If that's not a danger, I don't know what is. Back live from Wisconsin Media Row after this, we are here at the Wisconsin Republican National Convention. It's the Todd Allbowl Show. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Among other things, the GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The theme of day two of the convention is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement and the southern border. Civic Media will have coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7 on most of these stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The United Way of Northeastern Minnesota is offering financial assistance to households affected by the extreme flooding over the last month. According to a Northern News Now report, affected residents can apply for the assistance with proof of residence, verification of flood damage, and a demonstration of need. Households will be able to request up to $1,500 for bills, building materials, or household appliances. Funding will come from the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation Disaster Relief Fund. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it will host a public meeting with the Pierce County Deer Advisory Council on August 14th. According to a press release, the public meeting is being held to share information on chronic wasting disease after a wild deer in Pierce County tested positive in April. The fatal disease has been monitored in Wisconsin since 1999, and positive tests are typically followed by baiting and feeding bans. CWD has appeared in a number of northwest Wisconsin counties. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and becoming quite comfortable today with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. There's only a small chance of a few spotty showers or storms this afternoon, and after that, we stay dry the rest of the week and sun-splashed. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special edition of the Devil's Advocates live from RNC MKE 2024. Join us at the Kampali Party at 3.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
back to the Town Hall Ball Show, pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. We are at Wisconsin Media Row at the 2024 Republican National Convention. Joining me at the desk here, our friend and colleague, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, Mr. Trigvi Olson. Always great to have you along, Trigvi, and happy to have all of you from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the Mississippi River, and all points in between. Talking a little bit about the ramifications here of the selection of J.D. Advance, as Trigvi has dubbed him, I like this a lot, J.D. Advance, the vice presidential pick of Donald Trump. And we played the cut right before the break. In Vance's own words, saying that he wanted to, quote, replace them, and he alluded to them, meaning earlier on, as civil servants, replace them with our people, quote, unquote. And what the ramifications of that might mean. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Bob, listening on WAUK right here outside the city of Milwaukee in Waukesha. Bob, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, good afternoon. You know, listening to your show today, I'm getting so depressed. This, at least you're telling people, and you know, none of your TV stations or newscasts, they don't tell about Project 2025 and the harm that it's going to do. It's not only going to do harm to Democrats, it's going to do harm to Republicans. And imagine going, I think Jane Mattner played a cut of Glenn Grossman saying, we want to go back to the 60s. Well, you know,
yes.
I'm 78 years old. When I was a kid, polio was a threat. I was scared to death of polio. On TV, they'd show kids walking with braces and crutches in iron lungs. Kids were dying from polio. But we came up with a vaccine. And long before that, measles and mumps and scarlet fever, people died from those diseases. But now we get vaccinated and we don't have to worry about it. But this idiot that's running for president, he wants to end vaccines in public schools and not give them any federal money. And as J.D. Vance, he's just made for Trump, and he would not certify the election, which means my vote, your vote, everybody's vote that voted against Trump wouldn't count. How is that? You know, I don't know how they get away with this stuff. And I'll tell you what, one of my idols is George Stephanopoulos.
Okay, I appreciate the passion. I appreciate the passion, Bob Waukesha. I know you didn't mean it, but we do have to, you know, follow the rules here. Trigvi, let's go to you here. Bob does bring up some great points, though, and that is that I think people hear about Project 2025.
Right.
I think A, some people don't think it's real. B, they don't understand the ramifications. We have just heard before the break there, J.D. Vance in his own words saying that we need to replace civil servants with our people. Tell folks what that, to Bob's point here, and he made a good point, that places that oversee our health care, government agencies with civil servants, things like this would be replaced with non-educated people and Trump loyalists. What would that mean to the average Wisconsin citizen in River Falls or Richland Center or Waukesha or Green Bay?
Well, I mean, I would put it like this. It's always easier if people have something that they understand locally. Imagine you have an election in your community. Maybe it's your county. Maybe it's your city. And somebody gets elected mayor. And they say, we're going to replace all the police, not just the chief of police, but all the police officers with our people. Right. Most of the police officers who are serving in your community are people who have made a profession out of being a professional police officer.
Correct.
Right. They bring a level of expertise. We're just going to replace them with our people. that's in essence what they're talking about, is like replacing the police every time there's an election in your city. You know, there's all kinds of people working at various levels in government. And the way our system works is you have this established people who've set up expertise in various areas, mid-level mid-level bureaucrats who have specialization. What they're talking about is they want to replace those with people who are just going to administer. And the system already is set up to do that. A certain number of political appointees are political appointees, and then the rest are the civil service. And that's the way the system works. And that is to protect both sides, quite frankly. And so the people that are advocating this, the irony in all this is they're perfectly good if their side is in control, but then they want, well, we can't let the other side do that. It's sort of like the whole immunity thing with the president, right? Well, you know, the president can order SEAL Team 6 to kill a political rival. Well, but we don't want Joe Biden to have that opportunity to do that. Only Donald Trump is. It's just a sign of how much we're sliding back, and people need to really understand what's in the document and what they're actually advocating for,
right?
Which isn't smart. It might be smart if your side, you know, if you want an autocratic government and your side is in control, but what people have to be asking themselves over and over again is not what if my side is doing it, but what if, you know, what if the other side. Right?
Right. Let's give people maybe a very specific example in Wisconsin. I'm going to give you something that actually happened and then a possibility if Project 2025 were to come into fruition. In the Walker years, the Scott Walker years, when I was working for a Republican legislator, they approved a brand new Department of Motor Vehicles office in the city of Madison. The old one was a Hill Farm State Office building on Sheboygan Avenue, all right? They built a brand new one in the parking lot there. Well, in the first floor of the DMV office in the middle of Madison was where you would go get your driver's license. You take your test if you're a younger person or if you're older. You get your driver's license renewed. You get your state photo ID there. Well, when Walker built this new building, Republicans in Madison, they built this beautiful new building. But they made sure that the office to get your driver's license and renewal and state ID was not there, because it was in a central-ish location on a main bus line. You know where they moved the DMV office, your driver's license and state ID? Way out on the far west side of Middleton, in a very difficult place to get to, off of a bus route. They did that because they wanted to make it harder for poorer people, i.e. black and brown people and college students, to get a driver's license, to change it, and to get a photo ID, because they wanted to suppress the vote in a city like Madison, which usually votes Democratic. How do I know that? Because I witnessed a lot of this stuff as an aide in the Wisconsin State Senate and saw Republicans do it. Now let's take it a step further with Project 2025. As Trigby said, in Wisconsin, the governor chooses a political appointee, the secretary of the Department of Transportation. And under the secretary, what, Trigby, you have the executive assistant, a couple other administrators who are appointees of the secretary. Mm-hmm. But then underneath them, the bureau heads and the people who are actually at the desk when you get your driver's license renewed, those are civil servants. It doesn't matter who they support. It doesn't matter who they vote for. They can't be fired because of who they support politically. They are civil servants. Under Project 2025, that would be gone. So Scott Walker could put anybody he wants at those desks all around the state. And guess what? If they don't like the color of your skin, if they don't like the way you vote, you don't get a driver's license because you look suspicious. Because you look like you might be trouble. You're not one of us. That's the ramifications, Trigby. Am I right?
That is the ramifications. That is exactly what they're doing.
Also, another thing, I think a lot of people, whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent, a lot of people go to the boundary waters. Mm-hmm. Love the boundary waters. Guess what's in Project 2025? Doing away and pulling out of our compact with the boundary waters. The hell with it, they say.
Right.
Who cares if the boundary waters get polluted? Who cares if we have deals with Canada to enjoy those natural resources and those conservation issues? Congressman Glenn Grothman just walking by. Yeah. We should have Glenn come over. I haven't seen him in a while. But I mean,
make a highly inappropriate comment.
Thank you. These are the ramifications, Trigger.
Those are the ramifications. I mean, it's like I said, imagine if you just said, well, we're going to replace the police each time, and you know, or the firemen.
Right, exactly.
And they'll only come to your house if they like how you voted in the last election. Have you demonstrated enough loyalty, or did you not use a drop box in the last election?
Right. And I know for people hearing this, there are some people saying, you guys are crazy. There's no way this stuff could happen. Trigvi, you've worked around the world at other places where it has happened. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, it can happen here. It can happen anywhere. Yep.
And that's why this election is so important.
Yeah, 100%. And it's why the outcome isn't going to be over till it's over.
Yeah. No, exactly.
And then it might not be over either.
And then it might not be over. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tom from L.A. says, Handmaid's Tale, everyone needs to read it or watch it on Hulu. That's probably good advice. What else we got here off the text line? Let's talk for just a minute, Trigvi, about what President Biden's actually doing today out in Nevada, talking about proposing some legislation, if he'd get a second term, of actually addressing some of these housing issues. Biden administration says he wants to cap rent increases at 5% a year. I mean, there is something that I think a lot of Americans say, you know, my rent's going up, it's cheaper, or it's more expensive to get housing.
It's too damn high, Todd.
I mean, yes, rents are too damn high. Joe Biden actually trying to do something about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
No,
I'm not a huge fan of government getting in the middle of
I'm not necessarily
free market,
but I guess my point is that at least he's doing something to help real people with real problems.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's good that there are attempts to do that. I again would come back to, though, you know, and this is just something I've learned from now having a close seat with each side's politics. Mm. You got to build it into narratives. You have to build up what's at stake, and that really is the key. And, you know, that might be depressing to some of our listeners that we've been building that narrative today, but that is what has to happen. There has to be a narrative built of what's at stake in this election.
Let's go quickly to David listening in San Francisco in the Golden Gate City, 855-752-4842. David from San Francisco, go ahead.
Yeah, I was kind of interested in the bigger picture of the whole convention, you know, being that the Republican Party was founded in Wisconsin, but back in 50 years ago when Richard Nixon was running, they had the Southern strategy. So now the Republican Party is the bait and switch party. And so how does Wisconsin look at the Republican Party? And then whether or not, since Trump is famous for not paying his debts, and the Republican Party is now managed by his daughter-in-law, is the city of Milwaukee going to get screwed by having the convention there? Because Donald Trump is not only not going to pay his debts, but I understand that there were all sorts of promises about the local economy was going to get advanced, and apparently the local restaurants are drying up because of the high security. Is that about right?
Well, we addressed that a little bit earlier, but Trigvi, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is Republican convention, Democrat convention, when they're coming into these cities, they make a lot of promises to the local business community about how good it's going to be for bars and restaurants and whatnot. And, you know, I've always said to people who own bars and restaurants, which I did to some friends down here in Milwaukee, the key to having a successful convention is getting some of the parties where somebody's reserving your restaurant and bar for the entire week.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is people who come in for conventions are, you know, the drinking and the food and all those kinds of things are going on outside of the restaurants and venues. So,
yeah, appreciate it very much. Appreciate the call there from beautiful San Francisco. We'll come back to Milwaukee, another beautiful city where Wisconsin Media Row for the Republican National Convention is the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Get everything you need for your next project at Menards. No matter your style, Shaw has a flooring option for you. Upgrade your home with durable vinyl plank flooring that's easy to install and even easier to maintain. It's waterproof, making it perfect for any room. Same big on Shaw Flooring at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network from Wisconsin Media Row at the 2024 Republican National Convention, live on location. Trevi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, is here at the desk with me in Panther Arena at the University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee, across from Pfizer Forum. Coming up at the top of the hour, a little national news, weather, and sports update. Also, our great team here in Wisconsin, Terry Bell, is here in the arena with me, gathering news from the RNC, as we said, a weather update as well. And then coming up after that, Maggie Dawn from our broadcast center headquarters in downtown Milwaukee, a few blocks away. Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4, directly after our program. Trigvi Olson, let's go back to last night, if we could, for just a minute. On the lighter side, a couple of things that kind of caught my eye. Speaker Johnson, Little Johnson.
Little Johnson was
on the podium here at Pfizer Forum, and all he had to do was introduce someone, and his teleprompter went out, and he couldn't finish the introduction. This is ironic, because just a few days ago, Little Johnson was criticizing President Biden for having to use a teleprompter. We have a little compilation, Mr. Zomers. Here is Mr. Speaker Mike Johnson. The two contrasts from his comments on Biden to what happened last night. Here we go.
Unless the president is reading off a teleprompter, I don't think he's capable of making these big decisions, and that is something that should alarm all of us, and it's something that we need to be talking about. I think people are...
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my honor to introduce the Attorney General. And there goes the teleprompter.
They just play the music and he walks off. All he had to do is say the guy's name.
My teleprompter isn't working, Todd. I don't know what I'm
saying. Does he really not know who he's introducing?
Apparently not.
I guess not.
You think that was on the teleprompter? I don't think so.
Clearly it was not on the teleprompter. I mean, but the irony, Trigby, again, you got Speaker Johnson criticizing Biden for having to use a teleprompter, and he himself, as Speaker, can't even introduce someone without a teleprompter.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to cut Little Johnson some slack on that one.
Are you really?
It's possible he's Speaker of the House. He might not have known who it was.
You could just look at the wings and see the person there, for goodness sake.
Well, maybe he didn't know who the person was.
Well, that's part of the problem, isn't it?
Honestly, like, I hate to admit that, but like, we just had some politician come trolling by, and we're all like, who's that guy?
Well, because he's a nobody. And I don't know.
If you watched him walk by, he didn't think he was a nobody.
Well, he thinks, usually you know this about people, when they walk around like they're big stuff, they usually aren't most of the time. There are exceptions.
That is true. Most of them.
All right. Also, speaking of another Johnson, we've got our very own senior U.S. Senator Ronnie Johnson was on the podium last night as well. Remember, Scott Walker Not invited to speak.
Did you say Ronnie Johnson?
No, Ronnie Johnson.
Oh, Ronnie Johnson. I thought you said Ronnie Johnson.
Maybe I did. I don't know.
I don't know.
Too many pina coladas down here. No, they're not really. Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
I saw him. He's riding around on a golf cart yesterday.
Oh, of course he was. He gave a speech, and then he claimed it was the wrong speech because the whole thing was they were supposed to tone it down. Here it is, the cut from Ron Johnson last night.
This fringe agenda includes biological males competing against girls and the sexualization and indoctrination of our children. Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
So nothing gets the current MAGA Republicans riled up and ready to go like a little transphobia, Drake V. Nothing to get to the heart.
Playing women's sports.
Yeah.
Is that really a thing? It doesn't.
It's not a thing. But you know, you and I know this. Most of our listeners know it's not a thing. But again, this is a narrative that's being built. And the whole thing was that Republicans said yesterday, oh, we're going to tone it down. We're going to tone it down. And then he gives the speech. The media, the Wisconsin media, asked Senator Johnson about the after he got off the stage. And he claimed, oh, I read the wrong speech because someone loaded the wrong speech in the teleprompter. It had been rewritten. And
this
I got
the
wrong
thing about
speech.
Ron. Everybody I know who's ever worked for Ron thinks he's a colossal a-hole.
He is.
And what does he do? He throws him under the bus.
Yes, he throws his staff under the bus.
But you know, this is the thing about this whole gender sports thing. Mm. When I was a kid growing up, they didn't have women's hockey. Mm. And my good buddy's younger sister, she wanted to play hockey. So she played with the boys. You know what? She's in the Hockey Hall of Fame and has a gold medal. In fact, one of them and a silver. None of the boys that she played with ended up with that. Like, that doesn't mean that men should be playing women's sports. And I think, but it's not really a thing.
No,
so
it's
just a reason to get people amped up and try and make it a thing. And it's like the war on Christmas. It was one shopping mall in St. Louis.
Right.
That's what the right does. It's, you know, and people who are interested, you can go on my Twitter feed. I write a lot about Lasnaya Informatsiya. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
False information with a purpose. Just to enrile and flame people.
False information, and again, trying to pick things that are fearful and hateful for a certain segment of the population
right.
in order to divide us. Yeah. Instead of trying to unite us and to bring us together.
100%.
And as you and I have found by traveling the state, doesn't matter whether it's in Milwaukee or New Glarus or River Falls or Chippewa Falls or Richland Center or Stevens Point or Green Bay, there are so many more things that unite us. And
100%.
They don't talk about these divisive issues. I mean, you know, people were excited for the River Falls parade. And your buddy up there that was the citizen of
Gary.
The year. Who goes to all the high school sports and follows it and volunteers. And that's what brings people together. And I think that the current iteration of the MAGA Republican Party is fearful that their agenda does not connect with 50% plus one of the electorate. And so all they can do is to win, is to cheat and to divide people.
Yeah, because, yes, 100%.
So
100%.
Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next for our broadcast headquarters downtown Milwaukee. Trigby and all of it will be back tomorrow. And then tonight, right here, Terry Bell and I will co-anchor Terry Bell and I will co-anchor our wrap-up tonight from 7 until 8. So until then, on behalf of all of our guests, including Dan Schaefer, Trigby Olson, I'm Todd Allball. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are live from day three of the RNC. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us. And public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.